to What's the Mood, where we talk all things mood and mindset, sleep, nutrition, chemical health, and leadership. I'm your host, Julie Berry, from the Illinois Human Performance Project, and we are so glad you're here.
Dhruv and Agustia are members of Stevenson High School's Club Catalyst. Catalyst is all about sparking change, substance prevention, and raising awareness to not use substances. Hey guys, well, welcome to What's the Mood? It's fun to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, Julie, welcome to Sparking Change. Yeah.
Thanks for having me. So should we just dive right in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I guess I can start off. I mean, so I know you're into the HPP, the Human Performance Project. So I think for the viewers out there, we kind of just want to know, and us included, what's like your mission and what do you do within the HPP?
Yeah. So I work in prevention at HPP, or the Human Performance Project. And the mission in prevention is like the long-term commitment to change. So there's a lot of work in crisis prevention, meaning when things get to a certain place, you have to kind of jump all in to help with crisis. And in prevention, you get to help inform, bring information. We spend time sharing important information with students just like you about things like sleep, nutrition, mood and mindset, and chemical health, so that you have everything at your fingertips within your power to make decisions that are the best for your human life and help you thrive and live optimally. So that's the mission at Human Performance Project. I have a question for you. You're both, juniors in high school, and I know you're a part of Catalyst Substance Prevention. And what is the substance culture like at your school? How does Catalyst help raise awareness and for substance prevention?
Yeah. Agustia, you can probably.
So we conducted a poll. Like Catalyst conducted a poll a few days ago, and the results turned out to be like 80% of students actually chose not to use substances. So they didn't get involved in any substance use or abuse. And I feel like it reflects the strength of our community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like our shared commitment to like creating a healthy environment in our school. And in Catalyst itself, we like organize events to promote these ideas, like such as Chalk the Walk, which is where students are free to come and play games and learn more like about substance abuse and why it's unhealthy to use substances. And they can also write positive messages on the sidewalk to let others know about their choice to stay substance free.
That's awesome.
I mean, adding on to Agustia's point, I think kind of our mission, like our general mission as a whole at Catalyst, is essentially to promote awareness about substance use, especially in teenagers. So a lot of the stuff that we do, kind of like the events that Agustia was talking about. So that's kind of like where we focus all of our strengths like in. So we try to make sure that the community like as a whole is like as involved as possible, so we can like spread the message.
I love that. And I think that's really encouraging to get that type of feedback on the percentage of students who choose to not use substances. That's a very high number, and something I think you should feel really proud of your student culture, that it's, you know, in that place. Tell me a little bit more about the poll. Like, is that something that Catalyst conducted, or how did you gather that data?
Yeah, so I'm not like entirely too sure about the specifics, but I know that it's a poll that like the school and Catalyst conducted. And essentially we even put it like on the billboards at one point, and we even shared it out to the community at one point. But the reason why we did that poll was because I feel like in Stevenson, there's like a stigma surrounding that, oh, everyone uses substances at Stevenson. Every teenager is bad. But at Stevenson, that's actually not the case. And I think that a lot of people at Stevenson actually choose to live a substance-free lifestyle. So instead of like sharing like the negative sides of substances, we wanted to promote like the positive side that actually not that many people use it to kind of like break that stigma surrounding it.
Yeah, which is so important. I love that you guys are doing that.
I actually have a question
Yeah.
for I know you're into the HPP, and so I was wondering like if you knew or ex could explain more about like the behavioral aspects of substance use, such as like on the human like brain and on like its ability to like form and maintain relationships,
Yeah.
for example.
Yeah, great question, Agassia. So, at the stage of life that the two of you are in and all of your peers, you are at like prime brain development. So much development is going on. And so the choices you make in terms of like the chemicals you put in your body is really important. It affects yourself, your physically, your performance, biologically, emotions, your social and mental well-being, all of it. And I'm talking like, there are all different types of substances and chemicals, and it can be from sugar to caffeine to drugs, nicotine, alcohol, all of those things affect your development. So, like when it comes to your like performance or biologically, chemicals can slow down your cognitive function. It can impair your decision making, the clarity in your mind. Relationally, you can be affected based on the substances, your mood and your mindset, all of those things, depending on what you put in your body, it all affects you. And so, like I love what you're doing at Catalyst to kind of like debunk the stigma, because as your brain develops, it's important to be really mindful of the chemicals you choose, because it can either affect you in a good forward way or a negative way, right? And so there's a lot of studies around its impact of you emotionally, especially even with connectivity. So at the Human Performance Project, we try to encourage students like you to, if your hope is to not consume substances or remain substance free, when you know what your values are and your commitments, things like knowing how to refuse, having confidence in yourself and making decisions are really important to help you align with your values that you want relationally, academically, athletically, to remain free of chemicals in your body. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I kind of had like a follow-up to that. So what would you say to like teenagers that are like concerned about like the dangers of substance use? Like, could you kind of go more in depth into like how substances, like specifically like the dangers of it and how that affects you?
Yeah, so if a student said they were concerned about the dangers, I would say you should be concerned, right? And I would first say like you should pay attention to the fact that you're concerned and make decisions in a positive way about the concern. The impairment of your actual like cognitive function is a major danger. So if you like have the desire to pursue something athletically, it literally impairs your ability to form at the best of your ability athletically, academically, your day-to-day tasks and function. Emotionally, substances impact your ability to regulate and control your emotions. So those are examples of actual impacts when you use substances. Does that ask your question, or are you wondering something different?
Yeah, I mean, no, that's wonderful, because like I know, like for me, like the reason why I, like you kind of like touched on this earlier, but the reason like why I choose like not to use substances, like there's like a lot of reasons, but one is also like in particular like athletics, because I know like after, like if I do use substances, then like my body will just like deteriorate and I won't be able to like perform, and like whether it's like my mindset or my like actual body health, that's all gonna get kind of destroyed after I use substances.
Yeah. No, it's very real, the impact of it. And you can, you know, at the Human Performance Project, we try to encourage students to make their own autonomous informed decision. But there is a way to live optimally in your human body, and there is a way that doesn't fuel that. And so every decision you make about what you put in your body, not even just chemicals, but like getting enough sleep, the food you consume, you know, it affects, it's all connected. So it affects your mood, your mindset, everything. So it's really important. It's a very valuable conversation you guys are having, and it's really important.
All right. Yeah. So I know at the HPP, you talk to a wide variety of people, such as like students to other leaders of organizations. So we were wondering what you learned from those experiences, and like what advice would you give to a student like us?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've had people on here from counselors to sports psychologists, Olympic training athletes, and teachers, like all gamut. And I think the biggest thing that has come from all these conversations is how every part of life affects the whole of your life. You know, so your catalyst is focused on substance prevention. That's a part, right? And how you choose to approach that part affects the whole. And I feel like in every conversation I have, that's kind of like the theme. You know, there's been really robust conversations about the importance of being aware of yourself. Well, how aware you are of yourself affects the whole. There's conversations about confidence. The sports psychologist is full of knowledge about, if you, Agustia and Dhruv, do the things you say that you want to do, if that matches up with you, it boosts your confidence and it affects the whole of you, because your values line up with what you say you want to do. And so I think that's one of the biggest takeaways is how every part affects the whole of ourself as humans. And so, you know, to students listening, I would say all things matter. All the little things matter to the whole of who you want to be as a person, and it makes a difference. We love to ask this question here on What's the Mood, but you know, you're invested in Catalyst and your school culture and community, and I'm wondering, like, who inspires you? Is there a leader you admire, or someone who encourages you to like has helped you along your path in making decisions like wanting to live substance free or be a part of you know, an organization like Catalyst?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can go first. I think for me, this might kind of like sound kind of silly, but for me, I think it's my brother. My brother, he already graduated college even, so like he's way past me. But anyways, but I think he inspired me, because he, like when he was younger and when I was way younger, I used to see him get involved like in the community, like in some sort of way, whether it was like volunteering at a local food shelter or just like in general trying to help out the school. So I think I kind of like learned from him. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I joined Catalyst, apart from trying to actually help my community. Something like that I was also passionate about was also substance use awareness, because although I haven't had necessarily like a family history behind it, I still wanted to promote the message.
Yeah.
So I think my brother kind of inspired me to actually take action into my passion. So, which is like what I did through Catalyst. Yeah.
Love it. How about you, Augustia?
Yeah, so I would say a hero in my life that I admire and I'm inspired by would probably be my dad. And in addition to staying substance free, he actually has provided support for me throughout like all of my high school like activities, such as Catalyst. And he's also helped me when like I've been feeling a little down or when I really needed like help and I was struggling. And I actually look up to him because he's in his own life, he's showed resilience and perseverance. And since I was a little kid, I used to see all these things. And as I grew up, he would teach me, or he would tell me lessons or experiences that he learned from his life that would apply to me. And then I would be able to learn from these and also apply these to my own life. And in Catalyst itself, I would say that he has like instilled this value of not using like substances because of how harmful they can be to you. And he's always like pushed like education on me as like as something that was important, and then substances would like affect my education and my future performance in like career or college itself. So I would say that this would probably be my dad would probably be my hero.
I love it. I love it. And I just want to encourage both of you. You seem very bright. And I believe there are people who are looking up to you right now in the way that you look up to your brother and your dad. And I just look forward to how Catalyst will keep growing and what life might bring you as you, strive to live your best human life. It's really encouraging to me.
Yeah, I mean, same thing for you guys at the HPP. I think what you're doing is amazing, and keep up the great work with like whoever you're meeting, whoever you're recording with, talking with. I feel like I've listened to a few episodes of what you guys have done, and I feel like the wide range of people that you meet is amazing. So, yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. It's been great.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.